I was in a coma for 6 weeks while the doctors told my wife I was going to die. When I woke up, she told me the most fantastic story. My team kept running the business without me. Freelancers reached out to my team and said, "We will do whatever it takes as long as Craig's in the hospital." I consider that the greatest accomplishment in my career. My name is Craig Andrews, and this is the Leaders and Legacies podcast, where we talk to leaders creating an impact beyond themselves. At the end of today's interview, I'll tell you how you can be the next leader featured on this show. Today, I want to welcome Ashley Connell. She is the CEO and founder of the Prowess Project. They help CEOs hire the not you so you can be you and grow your business. Growth stalls every time something has to come across your desk, but Ashley builds a smarter way forward, especially in operations. I met Ashley at a co-working spot. You know, co-working existed before COVID, but it's like many things, it seems to have really flourished since COVID. I was so delighted to meet her and have her on the podcast. She's a local Austinite. Ashley, welcome.
Craig, I have been so excited for this conversation. Yes, since we met that day. Pumped to be here.
Yeah, when we met, you know, one of the things, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit scared to share this secret because it's been one of my hiring, you know, one of my secrets in hiring to get access to insanely talented people that think I hung the moon just because I gave them a job.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the people you focus, because first off, so you focus on operations.
Yes.
And two, you're basically putting people in organizations to help them. You're training them and putting them in organizations to help them grow. And
that's right.
Where do you find your talent pool?
Yeah. So when we say operations, this is like business operations. This is building out systems and doing tech integrations and running teams and all of that. Where I find them is they're all caregivers. They are either mothers or sandwich generations where they're taking care of their parents too. And they are insanely smart, have lots of years of professional experience, but need something fractional, need something flexible, want to own their time and their impact. And so we have harnessed that underrepresented group of people and are really helping them flourish. I'm grateful for, just even the opportunity to watch it.
Well, I can't remember if I told you this. I mean, you know, I think you know I was in a coma 4 years ago.
Yes, yes.
And one of these people that you're talking about ran my business.
Yep.
While I was in a coma.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first, sorry that you're in a coma. Horrible situation. So glad that you had this amazing woman who was able to run the show while you were out. But yeah, I mean, proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. And she did such an amazing job. And I'm getting choked up because of the job she did.
Well, who's going to take care of your business, aka your baby, better than a caregiver?
Yeah.
Who knows project management and time management and team communication better than a caregiver? No one.
Yeah.
No one.
You know, my wife was a stay-at-home mom who, when she was trying to get back in the workforce, she's like, "Nobody wants me. I don't have any skills. I don't have any experience." I'm like, you have years of experience of managing schedules, managing budgets, doing conflict resolution.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, we call that the patchwork quilt background. And that's why these people are so good at operations. They have all of these transferable skills, like you were just saying, conflict resolution schedules, resource management, capacity planning, but they just don't have these fancy jargon around it because it's not in corporate, it's in the home. But on top of that, what we also see is these stay-at-home moms or caregivers, they have some HR, some sales, some tech, some operations. And so you piece it all together and it becomes this beautiful patchwork quilt background where they understand your entire business, how it all needs to work, how all of the people are motivated, and they are able to run your business and make decisions like no one else can.
Yeah. Well, and for me, the proof in the pudding was Libby. You know, it's funny. Let me just tell a little story. Libby, when she was first working for me, she would tell clients things that, make promises that we couldn't keep or say something that, well, she went a little bit off the reservation.
Sure.
And that happens. And so we'd sit down, we'd have conversations, and I was like, okay, you need to reach out to the client and make this right. And she's like, I don't want to do that. And she was scared, which I understand. And I was like, you're the one that made the communication. You're the one that has to make it right. It first off, it's going to be okay. Second, I'm here to coach you and it will be all right. And so she did that. And so guess what? That also had the effect of we had improved communication to the client. We had fewer of those events.
Sure.
But in late August of 2021, she had to go to each of our clients and had the most difficult conversation you could ever imagine. And the conversation went like this: Craig is in the hospital. They think he's going to die. What do you want to do? And through that period, we only lost one client.
It's amazing. Truly amazing. I mean, that's a huge compliment to you and your service and your team and delivery and expertise. So, bravo, Craig.
But, well, and I appreciate that, but she's the one that had that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Delivered it with finesse and warmth and gratitude, I'm sure. I see it every day.
Yeah. Well, you were telling me about somebody named Diane. Tell me about Diane.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing story. Stay-at-home mom, six kids, raised all of them, bounced around working a little bit, teacher, a bookkeeper, and then she's like, I'm gonna become a VA. Well, she got very bored at being a VA because she's extremely strategic. So she joined Prowess, she joined our training program where we train the stay-at-home moms or caregivers or ops people who do operations for small business owners. Goes through the training, smashed it, like just did so well in the training completely. But when it came to her speaking and selling herself, she would get extremely nervous and she would clam up and it would be one word answers. And so, because of all of that, and because her story is not unique, we take the data from her training, and that's how we match her up with her ideal client, which are these small business owners. So fast forward, probably 30 days, and she gets an interview. And in this interview, she did extremely well, but it was between her and another person. I spoke with the CEO and I was like, okay, let's talk through your options. And she's like, well, one person is very similar to me. And the other person is wildly different. And that was Diane. She was like, she was a little bit more calm, a little bit more quiet, a little bit more to herself. But I think she's what I need. And I was like, you're absolutely right. She's what you need. Okay. They have been working together for 6 months. Diane gets back on the phone with me. She is sitting up straight. She has a new blouse on. She has like all of this smiles, talking all about everything she's doing. And I spoke to the client, and Diane, within 2 weeks, increased their profit by 2% in one tiny fix. Then,
Wow.
fast forward 45 days, Diane made her dream come true of being able to travel the world with her husband on a cruise ship and work on a cruise ship. And
Wow.
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, so you said something, and we talked about this in the intro, the not you. I mean, when I
Yeah.
So somebody that works for me now didn't work for me for a short period of time, is working for me again. named Elena, but Libby was the same way. When I was looking to hire somebody, we didn't need another me.
That's right.
We needed a not me.
That's right.
And I mean, and I remember one time, so Elena's just so awesome. Libby's awesome. Elena is going through, finds the little details. She's my detail person who
Yes.
makes all the things, fixes all my mistakes.
Yes.
And I remember this was years ago. She came up to me one day and she starts talking, and I'm listening. And she keeps talking and she gets done. And I'm like, Lena, let me see if I have this straight. There was a problem. You saw the problem, you fixed the problem, and you're just here telling me what happened, and I don't need to take any action. She's like, yeah. Bless you. Do that again.
Bless you. It's a day in the life when you have an operator in your business so you can truly be the owner. Like, and you're right, you don't need to hire another you. Like, I'm assuming business owners, they go out and start their business because they're obsessed with their craft. They're obsessed with marketing strategy. They're obsessed with accounting. They're obsessed with recruiting, whatever that is. They're not obsessed with doing their own P&L. They're not obsessed with the latest tech stack. They're not obsessed with team meetings and details and project management. That's how you run the business. And so you need someone who it loves logic and project management and coaching and communication. Those people, that's who runs your business. So you can go be the star and find more business and serve your clients.
Yeah. And by the way, just this morning, Elena was bugging me. Hey, I sent this to you last week. Are you going to do
Yeah.
this?
Yeah. Details, details, details. And you're like, what? I don't even remember this. But like, you have that backstop.
And it's great. And I love the fact that she has the boldness to do that, to say, Craig, you
Yeah,
get
she's
this.
empowered. We love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, because there's a mutual appreciation. When I take a step back, and some of my favorite moments of running this business is when I speak to the CEO and the operations person independently, and they both say to me, how did I get so lucky? How did I get so lucky to find that other person in my business so that together we can thrive in our zone of geniuses?
Yeah. And I'm surprised. I was talking to somebody I think a lot of. I think he's just a great guy, and he was talking about expanding, and he was seriously asking. He said, I think I need to hire someone else like me for me to grow. I'm like, no, you don't. You want to hire not you.
Right. And it's interesting though, you want to hire not you. However, you don't want to hire too differently either. That's why there's this secret sauce in compatibility. You don't want someone who is, if you are a risk taker, if you are jumping off buildings, you cannot have someone who is so risk adverse that they're wearing a hazmat suit as soon as as they leave the house.
Okay, yeah.
And so I think people fall into hiring people who are completely opposite or too similar. And there's just this beautiful balance out there that is absolutely possible to find and exciting. And you know it when you have it.
Yeah. Well, and I feel very fortunate in the hires I've done that, and again, I mean, there were some instances like communicating to,
Sure.
but that's just,
People are people. That's going to happen, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, that's your job as a leader when, not to manage, but just kind of redirect,
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Redirect. I mean, people, if people care about their job, they want the feedback. They want to make it right. They want to please and grow. And I think that's what you had in Libby. And that's what makes me know that they y'all were such a good fit.
So, what do you see? So, when you're talking to businesses, actually, let's back up a little bit. Why did you start this business?
So I was in tech marketing for 15 years, and I looked up and all the leaders were men. And so I asked like women in my cohort, like who are at the same level as me, "Hey, you going up for the next promotion? Are you taking on the next project?" And they were like, "Ashley, no, I can't because I'm a caregiver and I can't take on more." And so I hopped on to Google, found the Harvard Business Review statistic that 43% of educated professional women leave the workforce for caregiving. And when they do, if they're out for just 3 years, they lose 37% of their compensation power forever. But 97% of them would return if they had access to flexible jobs. And that's when the light bulb went off for me. That operations, that all of these caregivers who are incredibly capable, and to your point at the very beginning, are incredibly grateful for these opportunities, just need those flexible jobs. And there are plenty of entrepreneurs, business owners who desperately need their help, desperately need their logical brain. And so it's like, how wonderful would it be if I could help both sides? And so I wasn't a mom then. Fast forward now, 6 years into the business and 2 daughters later, I really built it for my girls. Like they're not going to have to deal with that big decision.
Well, and they get the benefit of you being there with them,
Absolutely.
which is huge. And that was a choice my wife made. Now, my wife was married to somebody else who was stupid. He had his little Coldplay moment. And
Coldplay moment.
literally, he was the divisional president and he was fooling around with the VP of HR.
Woof. Okay. You weren't kidding. Woof. Got it.
But she, for her, she just saw her most important job was to raise her two boys and the men. And anything outside of that was secondary. And so that's where she put her focus. And now, and she, and since has re-entered the workforce and just brings a lot to it. But the sad thing, the thing that's always made me sad was, I see where she's devaluing herself because
Right.
I'm like, no.
That's right. That's right. And I think we're not even helping people get back into the workforce as much as we're helping them not be underhired. You know, not take a job that they're going to be bored in. Because when I talk to a lot of these women, they're like, "Look, Ashley, if I'm not with my family, I want to do something that's challenging. I want to do something that's impactful. I want to do something that I'm going to be proud of and share case studies with other people." And so that's the opportunity that we're giving them so that they are super appreciated by these business owners. And then these, in the same way, these business owners are like, "Oh my God, someone's running my business. This is amazing."
And I mean, at least in my journey, what I found is okay, there, don't schedule meetings for school drop off, don't schedule meetings for end of day, close to dinner. But, and when you do that, they do amazing things. When Elena left the first, left, I forget how many years ago, she gave me 3 months' notice.
Oh my gosh, that's unheard
Yeah. And she helped me hire Libby. She helped me train Libby.
amazing. That's, I mean, again, it's the care. It's the give a shit that you don't always get from people. Like, that's what I have just seen in this population. And again, I'm so grateful. And this is why I wake up every day and do all the hard stuff that it is being a business owner, which everyone listening can relate to. Like, that's why I do it. That's why I do it.
So let's take the next few minutes and talk about getting the right fit in there because I'm surprised to still run into people that hire people just like them. And I'm like, no, that's a huge mistake. Your business only needs so many of you. And depending upon your personality, your business needs only one of you. And you'd have war and chaos if there's two of you. So how do, when you run into a business, how do you assess what their needs are and match them up with the people that are going to fit that those needs?
Great question. I am very data focused. And so what I didn't want to do was go off gut because people would be trusting my gut and who am I. So we had a behavior scientist come in and help us design our matching and help us ask questions that really gets down to the preferences from the business owner on how do you like to communicate? What does it look like when you're stressed? What part of the business do you love running? What would you give away today if you could? And we ask in lots of different ways so that we can get slightly different answers, put that all into our matching, which is basically like match.com for DOs and operators, and then present three different candidates. But I think the problem with many business owners is they don't recognize when they need this person. And so by the time they're in so much pain, they are willing to hire anyone that comes across their desk versus putting the time and energy into finding that right match. Because this is like your partner in crime, your operations person. They see all your dirty laundry, you know, they see all the skeletons. They are helping you actively fix the entire business. So you gotta trust them. You gotta be compatible. It can't be just someone. And that's what I deeply, deeply care about.
The other problem I see arising is if you take somebody that's a strong visionary and combine it with an operator, I can see communication barriers or communication errors propping up, and maybe the CEO just being frustrated, why don't they get this?
I'm so glad you brought this up. So that is why in our matching, we do so much emotional intelligence compatibility too, because your best integrators or your best operators, they can flex communication style like no one I've ever seen. They can speak to someone who is extremely dominant. They can speak to someone who is extremely inspirational, and they know what motivates them and how they are going to get that person to act. I say this all the time. With business operations, it should be built around you. It should not be just scaffolding that you as a business owner kind of just figure out how you're going to work with. No. If you need 18 reminders and you appreciate that, there should be an automation that gives you those 18 reminders and your operator is going to create that. That's a tiny example. But again, like your job is to be you, is to deliver, to be the rainmaker. Their job is to make that as easy and scalable as possible.
Well, one thing that hit me as you were talking is in God's crazy wisdom, when he put out, when people have kids, they're not the same.
Yeah, turns out they're usually wildly opposite.
And so these caregivers, they have some of that experience is dealing with, you talk to this kid this way, you talk to this kid another way.
Absolutely. And I mean, as especially like a mom, a birthing person, your brain rewires. Like there's science behind that. And it rewires so that you can better communicate and sense the needs of your children. That is so underappreciated and underutilized in the workforce. I'm going to change that. I say this a lot too. It makes me sad that professional skills, hard skills, are compensated when emotional intelligence or people skills are complemented. And I really feel like it should be the other way around.
I think, I mean, if we look back in the history of America, was it Dale Carnegie or Andrew Carnegie? Andrew Carnegie was the first CEO that made, I think it was a $1 million salary, like way back when. And the thing that that's credited to was his ability to manage people. It was the soft skills.
You hear that all the time. You hear the number one trait of a good CEO is empathy. Number one.
Guess what? It's also important in marketing, too.
Oh my gosh. So important in marketing. So important. If you can't get into the brain of either your customer or their end user, game over.
And it's, well, that's a conversation for something else. I run into businesses every time we go through an exercise when we onboard a new client where we try to dig in. We try to find what's your best client, and we want to understand them deeply so we can go find hundreds, others. And the number one feedback, the number one thing people say when I take them through that exercise is we don't feel like we understand our clients well enough. Which is great. I'm not, and that's I see that as part of my job is to turn on that light bulb. But
Absolutely. That is your job. And I think that that just opens such a great door and reminder for your clients to talk to their customers more, to talk to their clients more, get that information. It's only going to help.
Well, I love what you do. And when we met and I first heard what you did, I was like, I wanted to have you on the podcast because, and I'm giving away a secret. I mean, because there's such, in a time where it's hard to find employees, there's this talent pool that is insanely talented, has so many skills. And so, but I love your mission. I love what you're doing. How can people reach you?
Oh man. Head over to prowessproject.com. We have a ton of resources. One in particular, it is the top 15 big responsibilities that you can hand over to your operations lead. And I can send over the link, but it's just to get you starting to think, oh, what could this look like? What could this look like to have an operations person who's running a lot of the stuff that I'm just not naturally built for?
Well, Ashley, thank you. I do hope people reach out to you. Thanks for coming on Leaders and Legacies. This is Craig Andrews. I want to thank you for listening to the Leaders and Legacies podcast. We're looking for leaders to share how they're making impact beyond themselves. If that's you, please go to alliesforme.com/guest and sign up there. If you got something out of this interview, we would love you to share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you know someone who would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, including the hashtag Leaders and Legacies. I love seeing your posts and suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss anything, please go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. And it means a lot to me. It means a lot to my team. If you want to know more, please go to alliesforme.com or follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.